True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 603 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south Baffin Way, and let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Rihanna.
Good morning, Mickey.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing
man,
good.
Man, that's good to hear. What a week it's been. Started off Monday strong with some rain here in Baffin, and we got a pretty good little storm Monday that rolled right through Baffin, and I happened to be out there right in the middle of it.
Oh man.
Of course. Yeah, it was it got western pretty quick. I mean, it was, you know, I was hoping for a little break in all of that precipitation that was building up, but of course it was on the exact line that I was fishing, just so happened to be. And so I was like, man, oh man, you know, first thing in the morning, I mean, it was, of course, that barometric pressure was dropping like a rock, and you could see the black clouds coming off in the distance from the south. And I was thinking, and I was by myself, you know, just out there pre-fishing for a tournament this weekend. And so I saw it coming, and it was, you know, calm, a little bit of a northeast wind that morning, and it was just brisk, a little bit brisk. You could see bait jumping. I saw some shrimp jumping. I was like, oh my goodness, it's really hard to leave when I know what's fixing to come, but I know what could happen here. So, you know, of course, I was watching the radar, and it was kind of building up. And of course, as the morning went on, it built up right on top of me, formed right there. And so, yeah, I was hiding under my console from lightning. It was striking so close. And once that passed, I got in, I started that boat up, and I headed in. It was about 9 o'clock, but, man, it's crazy how this time of year those storms can build up so fast. You can't take it, take advantage of how quickly the weather can change, this time of year, and the wind can pick up just in a hurry. And so, caught a little, about a 5-pounder, 5.5-pounder. She wasn't very long, but my goodness, she was fat. She had a tail, a mullet tail sticking out of her throat. So she was still digesting that mullet that was in her belly. And, I think I had posted a picture of that one. It was just unreal. I mean, this trout was probably maybe about 23 inches, but it was a solid 5-pounder. It was just girthy. And that was the only one I caught that morning. That was the only opportunity that I was given that morning with the rain, of course. But it was building up from the south. And that day, Port Mansfield got, I think they got like 6 to 8 inches in an hour and a half or so. And, of course, down there, it's already saturated. They had that big rainfall.
Right.
I want to say about a month and a half ago or so, maybe 2 months ago. And so all that water, I mean, there's still water down there, and all the ditches are full, back lakes are full. Luckily, the tide is somewhat, you know, low for this time of year. It hasn't really come up a whole lot, but they got that rainfall down south. It was forming way down south and moving up northwest. And, man, oh, man, they got hammered. Some folks got flooded. Big time. So that little bit of rain sure did help us in Baffin. I mean, one thing that has really amazed me fishing hard this week and really watching and when you're able to see what's jumping out of the water when it's not howling 30 miles an hour and you can actually see the bait, you can see the activity, you can see below the surface. The amount of finger-sized mullet that's in Baffin right now is unreal. It's almost like, you know, I almost think, could there be too much bait for them to where you present a lure and they're just like, I don't really want it. You know, we've already eaten. You know, we've got too much food already. Why would I want that? So I start thinking, you know, I'm like, man, they have a plethora of bait. Here. I've seen shrimp jumping. So the shrimp already moved in. There's not a whole big abundance of it, but I see it. I'll see some jumping every once in a while. I'll see one or two just flick up and I'm like, they're right, you know, on the outside edge of a pothole or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. But the food source is abundant, in Baffin. And so, here lately, I've been targeting grassy areas with scattered sand pockets. That's just the trend right now. That's just where they seem to be. Those bigger female trout have been around the outside perimeter of those sand pockets. The majority of the fish that I've caught this week have been outside, on the outside perimeter of those sand pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so every wade, you'll catch a couple of male trout, small ones, very small. Some of them, some of them are, you know, maybe 12, 15, but most of them have been real small. And you can bet every time you get into a little pod of those male trout, boom, there's a female in there with them. And so as the week progressed, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, trying to fish up in areas primarily hard packed sand and, you know, little points, little bit of undulation, and just trying to find, see if maybe they might be tucked up somewhere. Well, of course, you know, some places in Baffin, it's a whole lot of nothingness. It's just, you know, sand and hard packed sand, and in those kind of areas, they can be kind of hard to target structure. I mean, bait is structure, and that's basically been what we have been targeting in those areas where it's just hard packed sand.
Right.
And there's no grass, or there's no, you know, there will be, you know, some, I like to fish some areas that you have points, or areas where it comes up to a tabletop. You'll be wading a little bit deep, and then all of a sudden gets shallow. And in that deeper area, it might be a little soft, you know, a little bit more mushy. And then you start walking, and all of a sudden you start getting more shallow, and then you get up on this, what I call tabletop, where it's just hard packed sand. And usually where that undulation change happens is where we get most of the bites. So in areas in Baffin where you have structure that's just like that, the bite is not as predominant. They're there, but they're not really quite, it's not quite happening there, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. But the areas that we have been doing the best and has been in grass, grass scattered sand pockets. Sunday, I had two great clients with me, and we ran out, you know, a good ways, and we found some of those sand pockets deeper. You know, of course, this was our last wade of the day. We started out, you know, more in the back of Baffin and just kind of zigzagged in, and of course, there was very little wind. It was a gorgeous day. It was Easter Sunday, and we had a lot of opportunities to fish certain areas that maybe you might not have an opportunity to fish when it's a little bit more windy. So we went to some of those areas that we were able to wade that day. And that last wade, I mean, it was worth running out to. It was just boom, boom, boom. Every cast, it seemed like we were just hooking onto, you know, slot trout. And then a bunch of male trout, and then every once in a while, mm-hmm. boom, there she was. There was that big mama trout mixed in.
Are you finding that a lot of your females, a lot of them still have eggs in them?
Well, I would assume they are eggs.
Well, I know you're not cleaning them or anything, but I mean, yeah. Just by looking at them, you know, chunky and still got good bellies on them.
I will say this, Mickey, the last two trout that I caught that were gorged, and I mean absolutely gorged, they had a mullet tail sticking right out of their throat.
Yeah.
So those two, I know for sure their belly was full with a mullet. Now, it could have been full with eggs too, but I'm assuming, you know, some of these trout, the bigger ones that we're catching that are not as fat, they've got a lot of redness under their belly and their, you know, right underneath where it's real white, they've got a lot of marks and
red marks. Yeah, I've been rubbing.
Yes, and those are typically the ones that don't, it seems to me the trend, those bigger trout that we've caught, they've had those scratch marks on them, and they're not real you know, big in the belly area. It seems like maybe they've already
spawned out. Sure.
Correct. Yeah. So you know, on Sunday, the majority of our female trout that we caught, they were hefty. Some of them had those red marks. Some of them didn't. And the ones that didn't were the chunky ones. They must still have their eggs. Mm. You know, and I've heard this in Baffin that those trout hit themselves against structure or rock or some kind of hard structure to help release their eggs. Now,
yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not, but correct. But I don't, you know, of course, there's no way of seeing that. But the evidence shows with those marks, I mean, you've got to get, those marks don't just come from nowhere.
No, they don't. We see that in the wintertime, but those are mostly like leech bites and stuff from them hugging the bottom in cold weather. Let me knock this break out, Rihanna. I'll be right back at you. Hang on a second. All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's going to crank up Memorial Day weekend, run all the way through Labor Day all summer long. It's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. With 120 tagged redfish, they'll be released prior to the tournament in inshore waters along the Texas coast. That increases your chances on winning a truck and a boat package. Other species to fish for, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargo Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222 and sign up today. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we are back.
All righty. Yeah, it's...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thinking about this whole, the last month that I've been fishing, it's funny. It's really neat to see how every week as we go on into the month, how the bite changes. And of course, we're leading into the new moon. And this time of the month is my favorite time for big trout fishing. Just because, a lot of people ask me why a new moon, what makes it so significant, what makes it so special? And I always tell them, well, it's because of previous data that I've collected from fishing during this time of the month. Usually the bigger trout that I catch are around either leading into a new moon or after the new moon, which is the first quarter. But seems to me the trend with big trout is always around a new moon. And this goes back to one thing I want to mention here, and this is based off of data that has been collected by Speckled Truth. And a lot of folks have access to that. Those that are signed up for Heavy Hitters get the emails from Chris Bush and Kyle Johnson, and they send out that data, and it's very interesting. So far for 2024, and then, of course, the months that all the fish that have been pulled in for 2025, the data of all those trout that have been caught and released in that Heavy Hitters tournament, the majority of them, actually, a big number of them have been caught during the new moon, and neither or the major or the minor. So what that data tells me there is that those big trout eat when they want to eat during the new moon. They don't feed during the major or the minor. They feed when they're good and ready.
They're more selective feeders.
Yep. And so, you know, of course, during the major and the minor, yeah, the bite might pick up a little bit during that time. That might be the peak of maybe a good slot trout bite or a good redfish bite, or
yeah,
just a lot of
big
fish
activity. Yeah, I think trout have a mind of their own.
They do. And that's one thing that I've noticed, you know, over the years of trout fishing really hard and really trying to hone in on this sport that we love so much, is that these trout are like you said, they're selective. And it's like hunting for a big buck. You rarely see that one big one. You see it every blue moon, you know. It's,
yeah,
but when it's opening day and you need to see it, it ain't there, you know. And trying to get a pattern on those upper class trophy trout, that upper class trophy buck, it's hard to pinpoint it, because they move the way they want to move. They move in which is best for them. They're not trending with the smaller trout. They're trending with the upper class trout along with them. And oftentimes they will, they'll feed right behind big redfish. You know, and I know this for a fact because it's happened to me not once, but twice. And the second time I actually saw it, it was in Mansfield, and the water was clear enough to where, you know, I had caught a decent red. It was like maybe 28. And right behind it was a trout about the same size, just darting at that redfish's mouth, trying to get that lure that was in that redfish's mouth out of it. And so I was able to see that one. But the first time it ever happened was in Baffin. Of course, I was throwing topwater, throwing at my favorite she-dog, that black one, and caught a redfish. You know, she was about 32, and fought her for about 5 minutes. And I didn't move. I stayed in that same spot, threw back in the same spot once I let that redfish go. And I kid you not, that trout came up and just crashed it. And it was right in that same spot that redfish was in. That trout was right at 30, and it was a little over 8 pounds. And so whenever you see that, it kind of, you know, it tells you that maybe those bigger upper-class fish, they kind of feed together. They may run together. They may travel together. They may, you know, bully the other smaller fish or whatnot.
Sure.
You know, they're of a different class. They feed differently. They act differently. They live differently. So it's really neat to see the trend.
Well, they're selective. They take the opportunity. They'll get them a big bait that they can hold on for two, three, 4 days and absorb all of it. When smaller slot fish and, you know, 4 and 5 pounders, they need to feed frequent every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because they need a lot more to sustain. They're growing. They're getting bigger. And those bigger fish have really gotten, you know, big. So there's only so much growth that can happen there. So they eat big. And when they eat big, man, they commit to it. And most of all of the big trout that we've caught this week have been fully committed. And I'll tell you this, I can't even think of one time when I caught a big trout where she didn't fully commit to the bite, where it wasn't just like a full-on just thump, you know, just a big old grab. It's never a little grab where they just kind of barely, they're, you know, it's not a fully committed, they just barely grab. It's never like that. So when those big fish decide to eat, they eat, and they eat big, and they eat hard, and they just grab it, you know. The smaller fish, you know, the 20s that are, you know, they're just like, you know, I guess I'll have that and just barely grab it. Now those big trout, 25 plus, that are ready to eat, man, oh man, they just hammer it. And so on Wednesday, had a group join me, a really fun group, some good friends of mine, and of course, the wind was starting to pick up that day, and we were pre-fishing. Of course, the Legends and Lace was this last Saturday, and so we did a little bit of pre-fishing for that tournament, and we got on some good ones. And the last wade that we made, of course, the wind had already picked up to, it was sustained about 20, gusting 25, and it was kind of settled down a little bit in between, but went up and found some grass, found some potholes, and I mean, we, with four ladies, you're able to really dissect an area. You can get somebody up shallow, you can get somebody out deep, get the tallest one out deep, get, two people in the middle, and just completely dissect the area. And that's what we did. We just fished an area real hard and found them there, found, seven and a half pounder there. She was girthy kind of in the stomach area. Man, she had a lot of bow scars on her. That picture's not out yet, but it will be this week. And she was, Kim Golden caught her on a down south root beer hopper. It's the new mold. It's the, not the supermodel. It's the, what's the name of that mold? It's like a rat tail. It's a new down south. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of what. Maybe somebody will text in and chime in and tell you the name, because I can't think of it right now. But that lure, Michael Bossy, I know he came up with that mold, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so. But I've thrown it here and there, and my confidence is not quite there with it, but it just looks like a big trout lure. It's very, it moves very nicely in the water, and it almost swims on the fall. It's got a little hinge kind of right in the middle, so you have a lot of action, a lot of tail action with it. It's got two slits, one on the bottom and one on the top. But man, oh man, that lure, it presents itself well. So that color, it's got red and it's got gold flake in it. And, of course, and you know me, I love golden brim, and I love watermelon red. And so that color has both of those.
Exactly. Those hints, both of those glitters and hue to it.
And so Kim Golden and I, she throws a lot of mirror lure, too. Her and I both love watermelon red and golden brim. Those are some of our favorite plastics to throw. And so that lure there, because it has those colors, because we're confident in those colors, because we know that they are producing, we've been throwing it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I mean, that color has been it this week. So that fish she caught was about seven and a half. And it was, when she measured it, of course, we were far from the boat, and it was about, it was 28 without the tail pinched, and she was kind of bowed. Of course, it was just real long, but solid, just a solid fish.
Awesome.
And of course, we caught some other decent trout, a couple of redfish in that area. And so, on our way back in, that wind was getting it. And man, my new boat was just eating up that chop. And I tell you what, I'm still amazed at, the performance of that boat and how easy it is to get from one point of bath and then to another. It's just, like I said, you can't even compare it to the old boat that I used to have. So I'm just beyond thankful to be in this new Haney. It just makes things so much easier.
Somebody texted me, Tony texted me, said it was called the Big Smooth Lure, the one
there
you're talking
you go.
About. Big Smooth.
Yep, that's it.
I've never thrown it. Well, look, I'm out of time. I saw you caught a nice fish yesterday in that tournament of 7 1/4. That was
yes,
the big
sir.
Fish of the tournament.
It was.
Awesome.
Yes, I it was emotional receiving that. It was emotional, Mickey, because you know what? I used to watch that on the sidelines.
I know.
I used to go to,
you're part of it.
Now I'm there, so.
All right, I'm going to be coming down and fishing with you in about 10 days, so hey.
I know it. I can't
wait.
Up
for me, man. They're going to have to be thick for me to catch them. So, hey, give
wait,
them some info. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up.
All righty. Well, my number is 361-296-5400. I've got a couple days open at the end of the month, the 29th and 30th of this month. So if y'all want to grab those days and make your way in Bath and give me a call.
That'll work. All right. Well, Rihanna, have a good Sunday, and always good talking to you. You take care.
You too, Mickey. Later.
All right. All right, that's Rihanna De La Cruz. All right, it's time to talk about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament catch than with the oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. You need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm raised at Boyd's. Great price, great availability, and it's crawfish time. And Boyd's is Crawfish Central. They turn a lot of crawfish, and they have some really great deals, great quality. And if you don't want to cook them yourself, always depend on the Cajun Grill next door or their Santa Fe location for great food. That you just can't beat it. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Matagorda and check in with our good friend Captain Vink Grimes. See what's up.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matagorda Sunrise Lodge this morning. Vink, good morning. What's up?
We're popping, man. We're popping. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, popping around here, buddy.
Yeah.
Getting with it.
Getting with it, man. Everything's warming up. Water's warming up. Fish are eating. It's not too bad a deal these days.
No, it's not. I'll take an April like this. It's been pretty
sure.
Decent April for us up here. You know, usually that's kind of a iffy month for us, but not this year. It's been quite good.
It sure has. That's
considering, you know, the conditions.
Yeah, considering the condition, considering you had low water most of the month, considering it's just, you know, April's just April. It's iffy. And, man, it was a whole lot better than iffy this year.
Sure.
I was very pleased. Very, very pleased. Some really, really good catches and, you know, really good trends, you know, just good patterns that you could hang on to and kind of encouraging to go into May because I really, really love fishing May and in June, you know, it just gets better and better. Tides get better and better. And it's just, it's encouraging what's being caught, you know, in our fishery, and I'm pretty optimistic about the whole thing. So we're you know, more people are coming to town. There's more people on the water now.
That's what Lynn Smith said earlier.
You know, my phone is, you know, it's honestly, you know, March and April, there wasn't a whole lot of folks down here. Just wasn't, you know, our spring break, it just wasn't a whole lot of folks down here. And in April, but man, I'm telling you, in the last 10 days, the just people, you know, fishing wise too, but I've got rentals and everything down here too. And man, just phone just lighting up for, you know, booking through May, June, July, August, you know, everybody, it's like everybody flipped the switch and said, man, we're not sitting around anymore. We're going to go do something. Let's go have some fun, you know? And that's, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Same way with real estate, you know, we're buying and selling, and golly, it's just like people are just finally ready to do something, you know, which I'm happy about 2 months late, but that's all right. That's all right. But things look, you know, things are going really, really well in Matagorda, and things are on the upswing. So, and we need that, you know, our whole economy, you know, is based on people coming down. 'Cause there's, you know, Matagorda, there's not but about 600 full-time residents, you know, but on weekends, you know, it piles up to 3,000, you know, it just does. And, so we need that for the economy down there. Everybody does. So it's, yeah, it puts more people on the water, but that's all right. That's all right. You deal with it. And, but folks are getting out and getting their boats, you know, and you see a lot of people getting towed in and stuff right now because the first time they've had their boats out since the wintertime, you know.
Right.
So you're seeing a lot of that, and you're getting the cobwebs out, and, you know. I helped somebody this week, brother-in-law spun a prop, and, you know, that kind of deal, and just part of owning a boat, you know. But yeah, we've had good catches.
Long period of time with that bad fuel, and it goes bad.
That bad fuel, and then the rubber grommets in there, they deteriorate, you know, that catch on that hub, you know, it just happens. And, you know, you pull the prop off, you try to knock that hub out, put it back in there. Heck, you ready to roll again. So, but yeah, both sides of fishing this week has been pretty good. You know, we're pretty busy in the lodge this week, and we had all kinds of different fishermen. We had, you know, I think we had a 9 or 10 boater out Friday morning, and, you know, a couple of boats wanted to wade, and then the other ones we drifted, and wading boat did really, really well.
I bet.
Really, really well. Oh, man. Just
wading's been the ticket, man. A lot of these fish are shallow right now, and you
really
get
are.
In there and get them. That's the best method.
It is. And, you know, we got some water back, got some pretty good tides rolling, you know, and pushing bait on the shorelines, that water that we hadn't had on the shorelines, pushed it up there, and man, those fish are moving on and off, and man, just some really, really good catches. And and if it, you know, people in the boat, fish are on top of the shell too, you know. If you've got guys that can drift, it's good, but then, you know, you've got some other folks that really can't drift, you got to get on anchor and try to catch a few for them that way. And there've been, yeah, you know, that's not the most fun thing in the world, but you do it. And but there's still, you know, with that water, at new water, it puts a lot of those fish on that shell, and that's what's happening right now. So, shoot, water temperatures are running 79 to 81 degrees, you know, just warm, and you know, time to put the waders up for the year is what I think, you know. It sure is a whole lot better not having to wade waders.
I prefer wet wading.
Man, yeah. And they just seem really, really, Trout seemed really, really happy to eat a topwater too. Man, that just puts a smile on my face. I know that it's
the warmer it gets, the better those topwaters work.
Ooh, man, and you know, redfish were eating those topwaters this week too, and it's just some dirty water. Oh, it's like that was the only way they could find them. You know, it was some. You know, it wasn't the best water conditions early this week, just because it blew. You know, from and then, but then we got a little bit more water in the bay, and it helped clean things up. But there were some days where our boats got on some redfish, and shoot, they were telling me that it was really, really dirty water. You know, but what's happening too is a lot of those. There's a lot of minnows in the bay still, you know, those our April with those glass minnows. There's a whole lot of minnows in the bay everywhere, and all those fish are just shadowing them, you know, and I like those minnows too, because they those fish will slick on them, you know. Those minnows are really, really oily, and they'll get in there and get on it and slick on them, and it's like kind of like hunting turkeys. When the turkeys are gobbling, they're showing you where they are and what they're doing, and that's kind of like a fish gobbling. Well, they are actually gobbling and gobbling up, you know, all that bait and just throwing slicks everywhere, and shoot, makes it a whole lot easier.
You shot any turkeys yet?
I did, man. I think we shot three or four. I'm trying to think, three. I finished up. I was off Tuesday, and I think I sent you that picture.
I remember getting that text now. Yeah, it first text it showed you looked like you were sitting on the ground with your. I could see your boots, and then the next picture was a dead turkey.
yeah, we were. I did the insider fishing report on underneath the tree down there.
I know. I'm gonna have to do mine from Corpus next week.
Oh yeah, I've done that show from Costa Rica, from everywhere, from Minute Maid Park, or Dykin Park, what they call it now. I've done it from everywhere.
I know. I still say Minute Maid. I can't, you know, it's hard to say Dykin Park.
It is.
That's hard to talk about the Astros' cold bats right now. How do you go 18 innings with that crew and not score a run? Crazy.
I know. It is.
Fromber pitched a beautiful game last night, and he got the loss.
Man. I know.
Three-hitter and lost. Sounds like the old Nolan Ryan days.
It did, yeah. 1984, Nolan Ryan was.
Remember that?
8-16. And led the league in ERA with a 2.22 or 2.3 ERA, and the guy was 8-16, man.
Yeah. Oh man.
All he was doing was throwing tic tacs up there. It's hard to hit Nolan Ryan tic tac. I mean, you just think, man, that's what we used to say when a guy was up there just throwing missiles at you. It looked like tic tacs coming at you. It's hard to hit, you know.
Be some of that Hunter Brown action. In the game today, man, that kid is phenomenal.
He is. He's really coming into his own, and first best pitch in baseball is, you know, strike one, and that's the whole deal. Those, you know, Fromber when he gets ahead, I mean, well, everybody when they get ahead, it's just the.
Well, he started off kind of shaky yesterday because that umpire was squeezing him big time. I mean, he's putting it on the corners and not getting the calls, but he settled. He didn't pull the Fromber deal and lose his head. He stuck with it, and man, he pitched an awesome game.
Yeah, they're in Aggies and the Longhorns have had a pretty good series this Aggies had come out too, but game three's today, and just good baseball on just the rubber time game. Of year, you know.
Yeah,
the rubber game. Just a good time of the year. Fishing's good, baseball's good, you know. Shoot, life is good.
Oh, yeah. We'll make it. We'll get through it.
Yeah,
you mentioned those topwaters earlier. You know, it's all up and down the coast. The She Dogs and the Skitterwalks are top producers right now. Pink and orange are working really good.
Pink and orange, I like it. I really like throwing on calm days, man. I really like throwing little spook juniors too.
Yeah,
I just
I do. When you don't have a lot of ripples on the water and it's rough, I like or calm. I like throwing that spook junior. That's a good little bait.
It really is. I like throwing the bone.
Especially
away.
The downsizing thing we're having to do right now with a small bait fish. He's feeding on.
That's what they're doing. I mean, they're feeding on small baits because there's that's what's happening, and they like that little four and a half inch, 5 inch bait, you know, top water. But I've always liked, you know, spooks are not hard on you, you know, when you walk the dog all day. They, you know, it's not a heavy bait and it's not a hard bait to work. You know, you throw a big old top dog sometimes, and sometimes you have to, man. There are big super spook, you know, with three hooks on it. You know, it works you sometimes, you know. But man, that little spook is, and I can figure even when they're eating big baits, they'll eat little. You know, they eat that little spook. I've just caught some really, 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 really good fish over the years on that thing, and man, it's an ease to cast. And
that's why I got into fishing with these hot rods and lilies, man. You can fish them all day and never get tired from it. You can work them like crazy. And
yeah, I don't realize how I look at those old, even those old rods we used to use in the early 2000s and stuff, you know. Golly, you know, the technology and the rods we got now, the, you know, just light, and yeah. Man, even the, you know, even the state of the art stuff that we used to think in the 90s and the 2000s, man, they're broomsticks now, you know.
or spongy noodles.
yeah right.
I've always liked a fast tip, but man, the more they started these good tapers with these blanks where you got the fast tip, but you got that great backbone that tapers down. That, man, it just makes it so fast, and hook setting capability, everything's so much better.
It is. Sure is. And just, yes, ease of working a bait, just, you know, with just a little, and we're throwing braid and it doesn't stretch, you know, and just, it's a whole lot easier on the forearms. And, you know,
I tell you, Rod, I've been throwing here for about the last month that I'm really impressed with, and that's one of those Sarge rods, the Priest. Man, that thing.
Sarge is.
Man, what a. It's light as a feather. You're going, I can't believe this is a rod. You put a reel on it, you know, put one of those baits on there, and it's still feather light. And the tip and the taper to that blank, that's me altogether. It fits my kind of fishing. With every bait I want to throw, from an 8-ounce or a 16th-ounce jig head type up to a topwater or all the in-between, lilies, corkies, you know, the whole nine yards.
Oh, good, it's a wonderful stick. Rod.
Yeah.
It is. I'm Sarge and I are really good, our buddies.
We
go
are
way,
you?
Way back.
Okay.
Yeah, from, I'm a water, but I mean, I throw Waterloo, and he knows it, and we're still, but I've thrown Waterloo forever, and
well, I don't
really
discriminate.
Love them.
I throw Sarge, yeah. Waterloo, hook spit. I even got some old American Rod Smiths that I break out of once in a while, you know, just, but that new rod that he sent me, man, I love it. It's my go-to stick now.
Sarge is good, man. That is a wonderful, wonderful stick. He's an old North Shore boy, you know. So,
right.
So we go way, way back in my playing days. All of his buddies were my buddies, and I didn't know it back in the day. All the good baseball players from North Shore that we played with in summer league at Highlands and all that. And and so, man, every time at the fishing show, we talk about old times. Man, he does make a wonderful, wonderful rod. It is.
Yeah, they're made right, man, over there. We're in Beaumont or Port Arthur area, Nederland or somewhere, wherever he makes them. But they're made in America, and they're good. I'll chunk them.
They sure are. They sure are.
That and, well, my two favorite is that one, that Priest, and then the Hook Spit Ultra Waiter Light. Both those sticks there, they just fit me. You know, I like them personally.
Yeah. You know, there's not a whole lot of junk out there anymore.
No, there's no garbage anymore.
Can't stay in this market if you're producing garbage and cheap stuff, you know. I mean,
no more Rice Krispie Rods, snap, crackle, and pop. Remember the days when they were trying to perfect all this stuff? I don't know how many rods I broke just setting a hook on fish and stuff. I called them Rice Krispie Rods.
There's a lot of good equipment out there. They are.
Well, cool, Bink. I got to run, man. The show is almost over. So if somebody wants to call and come down to Matagorda and hook up with you, they can lodge up, rent up, fish up, whatever. Give them some info, buddy.
Yeah. MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. Our barbecue place opens up this week, Coastal Q Barbecue. It's top 50 on Texas Monthly. It is wonderful. If you don't want to fish, or drive down and eat the barbecue. I'm telling
you, it is wonderful. Now, where's that going to be? Yeah.
And it's right down. It's right next to my real estate office, right on the main drag. It's been there for, I don't know, 7-8 years now, but they only open from May to October, and even on Thursday through Saturday, and they sell out every day. And I'm going to tell you, it's ask anybody that's ever eaten there. It's something. I mean, people come from far and wide. It'll have a line out Highway 60 come Thursday when they open.
Good. All right, buddy. Coastal Q Barbecue. All right, man. That's got a ring to it. All right, Bink. Hey, have a good one, buddy.
All right, everybody have a good Sunday.
We're going to do it. See you, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But we'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.